Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak what have a yogi and a rich, successful person in common. Actually, the opposite question would be much easier, what they don't have in common. Okay, in common have, they go for it. They understand at the end that worldly happiness doesn't bring us the happiness, that true happiness and love is beyond of our worldly happiness. That immediate gratification never will work out for us. That they can wait for the success, that it will come, that they have perseverance, that they have endurance, that they are focused on their goal. And that they don't believe in this fast get rich schemes, that they can save money. So there is not such a big difference between both. You need the focus on your goal. It is just a different goal. And for sure, they can't, or they understand that they have to work hard to get the things what they want. And that their life is not for free. And for sure, if we have worldly desires, then we should go for it. But we should be aware what we are making, how we make it, why we want that. Or is this again an ego trip from us that we can skip, that we choose after the 80-20 rule? This means 20% of our work brings 80% of our outcome. That we choose to live the most effective life. That we get rid of stress makers. And that we live a simple life. What's that, Warren Buffett? I travel comfortable or luxury, but live a simple life. Wo the rich and you understand a simple life, where the rich guy is delegating all the other stuff so that he has enough free time and can concentrate on the things what he wants. Has a much higher value than to run after everything. Get rid of the things what doesn't work, what doesn't bring us a success, what doesn't bring us a happiness. For sure we should try out everything until we understand that these ego trips, that these worldly desires never makes us happy, but we have to try it out. We should be focused on the things, even if it is nonsense. After some time we discover it is nonsense. And that's great. Then we have experienced it. And then we can reduce our life on the simple things what makes us really happy. Instead to playing on the laptop or on the smartphone, we focus to have great relationships. Because this brings us a happiness. and not here playing on the smartphone when we have a son and when we have a family. Same is true for the yogis. They let it go. They have a huge focus. And all the thing what is unnecessary, let it go. And I said it again and again, a guy who is a great manager can also go the inner part because he knows how he schedules his time and that he can control his feelings, his desires. And that is so necessary in order to live a happy life. Yeah. And if we make something wrong, if we make, we forgive us. We don't care for it. Let it go. We have to make thousands of mistakes. I've seen it with, Joe Bauer, for instance, the greatest marketing expert in the world. When you make something wrong, don't care. Don't care. Don't stick on it. Let it go. It's gone. Fine. We start something new. Life is fantastic. But if you cannot forgive us, life is sorrow. And if you find out that this desire was not something that brings us forward, fine. We have found out something. And then, that is wonderful. Okay, thank you very much that you have seen this video, and bye.